This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, usually you're talking movies or music or things
that require money.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of movies coming out this summer that people are excited about. Dark Knight and what's that? Promiscuous? Prometheus or whatever.
Prometheus.
Whatever.
Which is somehow tied into the Alien storyline, right?
I don't know. But you take four people, you make a night of it, and you're looking at, you know, easily $70-$80.
Right.
So it's expensive. But there are some things that you can do around Fayetteville this summer for entertainment that are relatively cheap or free.
Right.
So one big one that I'm always excited about, they do a smaller one around Christmas, but they do the big one in the spring every year. And this is the second year, but last year's had such good response, as did the Christmas one. And that's the Block Street Party, which is coming up this Sunday.
Right. And Block Street turns into one
carnival.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, last year, it's really spearheaded by Hannah Withers from Little Bread Company. And so a lot of her supporters, a lot of Block Street business supporters come out, and it's a huge day. Last year, I know they were expecting a couple hundred, and they had just a ton of people.
It helped that last year's weather here, mm-hmm. it was the same day as the Joplin Trail, but the weather here was really nice.
Right. And I hope it's that way again this year. They have hot air balloons and food vendors and beer gardens and concerts, and all the stores are open with specials, and it's really family friendly. And so it's a really good activity to take your kids to, or if you're couples, it's just fun. You can, you know, kill a couple of hours, and it's this upcoming Sunday afternoon. Other activities that I always say, it's funny, I was telling somebody the other day, she was saying, what can I do with an afternoon? I said, go to Wilson Park. We have these great parks in Fayetteville, Gully and Wilson.
And let me throw out Murphy Park in Springdale.
Okay.
We can feed the ducks.
But Wilson has the castle, and, you know, it's really fun, and it's beautiful even just to gaze at the houses around there. And Gully Park has a lot of open land. So it's really a great, you know, time of the year to go there, because soon it's going to get so ungodly hot. Do you have some favorites?
I do. I think a great way to spend a day, if you haven't done this yet, or even if it's been a while, is to go to the Fort Smith Historic Site. Go to Judge Parker's courtroom, the gallows where the executions took place. You can see
the original. Grit.
Well, I mean, which was the basis for Charles Portis, sure. But the historic site in downtown Fort Smith is a great place to spend a day. A lot of history there. I think the trails around Crystal Bridges, if you haven't done that,
I mean, that's
beautiful,
a given. And
gorgeous.
Crystal Bridges
and
themselves.
Crystal Bridges itself.
I mean, they have the new exhibit.
Speaking of, now the Hudson River is a nominal charge.
There is a nominal charge, but for the sitting gallery, you know, the main one, it's free. And the other one is well worth, you know, a few dollars to see that much art. And they have great food and the library. And there's just so much to do up at Crystal Bridges. So that's, of course, a great activity.
And it may not be as often in the summer, but for 9 months of the year, check the University of Arkansas Music Department's website.
Mm-hmm.
There are recitals and concerts in Celeboyle Smith throughout the year, and most of them are free.
Yeah, and I think they do some summer stuff as well.
They do. Well, there is the KUAF Summer Chamber Music Series that will be beginning soon. Those are free, some of them at Celeboyle, some of them at St. Paul's. So, and there's something about chamber music in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of go in shorts or jeans or whatever. And
right. My last favorite activity is on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night about 9 o'clock. Just go sit on the stairs in front of Walton Arts Center and just plan to take a book for a few hours and just watch the crazy come out.
I think that's a wonderful
idea. It's a
idea.
Good idea at the summer. You get to see the protester or the
buskers.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, there's a whole lot of crazy that comes out. And a lot of locals come out, especially in the summer, because they don't want to deal with the crowds in the fall and spring with the university. So, you know, that's people watching in this town is really
And there are a lot of free music. Unmatched. A lot of free music series. Solemn Springs will be doing theirs again. I think it's the second Saturday. You've got Village on the Creeks doing one. Gully Park. So there are a lot of free music festivals. And they kind of happen to where there's one on Saturday, one on Thursday, one on Friday. And you can kind of bounce around. And then I'm also going to say that the cheapest ticket for Northwest Arkansas Naturals games is pretty reasonable. You can go in and have a good time.
Even the food's pretty reasonable, yeah, too.
And there's a kid zone where inflatable things where the kids can have fun.
Right.
So.
And, of course, nothing beats the farmer's market.
Right.
Free music.
Right. Absolutely.
And, I can't speak to some of the others, but Fayetteville with the music. And
Bentonville has a real good farmer's market scene going.
Yeah, it's great.
So you can spend not much and still have a good time.
Not much and get a lot out of it.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.